Coldwater Ridge was the first visitor center to open close to the volcano in the blast zone. That was in 1993. It was later eclipsed when another Forest Service visitor center opened even closer to the Mount St. Helens crater. Monument scientist Peter Frenzen says a growing maintenance backlog ultimately forced Coldwater Ridge to close in 2007.
We were able to fix the leaking roofs and fix the motor mechanical systems that were failing, and now we're embarking on a new chapter at Coldwater, repurposing the building as the Mount St. Helens Science and Learning Center.
Frenzen says federal economic stimulus dollars paid for a lot of the building repairs and renovations. At first, the Education Center will open only for scheduled events and activities. In the future, Frenzen hopes a group campground can be added. That remains a notable gap among the volcano's visitor amenities. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.